We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour two for Dream Resonance 7 Radio Network. This is Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. I'm Ginny Sanders, the co-host this evening, along with the wonderful Dr. Carolyn Dean, the author of the number one best-selling Magnesium Miracle, who's here with us this evening to talk about magnesium, but natural health and all kinds of other things, and even more importantly, answer your questions. And it's one of the things that I love the most about Carolyn and always honor so much is her willingness to get on the phone and talk with people, no matter who's calling, from around the world about the things that concern them about their health. And even though this is not a medical advice show, Carolyn taught me very on in my early years of being in customer service that sometimes the most important thing for anyone is to be heard, about what's bothering you, because doctors don't listen. And Carolyn is one of the most profound listeners. She's very good at reading, listening even in between the lines of what your heart and mind is saying, what may be going on in your emotions, and things that are challenging you and how to bring you to a new level of health. So I always encourage everybody to come on and talk with her at least once in your listenership. If you're on YouTube and you haven't had the opportunity to talk to her before, feel free to call into the number that's here on the screen, and also those calling through the email. So without further ado, we'll bring on some of our callers. Carolyn, I just want to remind everybody too about the blood testing kit, because our good friend Erna, who's asking me about her magnesium levels, is in Alberta, Canada. And so she would be very well served to receive a free blood testing kit mailed to your home from our company, courtesy of Dr. Dean. It's a $212 value. And you complete the blood spotting test kit and participate in the research study, and you will get your magnesium, your vitamin D, your thyroid, and your omega levels. And then you'll be able to know exactly where you stand with those nutrients. And then over the next 6 months, as you continue to supplement with our products, you'll see your blood levels change. And that, of course, is the purpose of the Grassroots Health research project altogether, is to prove the efficacy of supplementation, because, of course, a lot of allopathic doesn't think it does anything. And it could be because some people do get inferior products, say, you know, made out of whatever from wherever they get it. But our products are not inferior. And so we know they work like crazy, and we want to prove it to the world. So Erna, consider that if you're interested. You and anybody listening to the archive of the show, you have to email support, support at rnareset.com. Ask Lisa in the subject line for the blood spot kit, and she will help you through that process. Okay.
Let me just say this.
Yes.
In terms of supplementation and the importance of it, as we're, you know, promoting supplementation, Grassroots Health is, look what scientists are saying in a Medscape article, February 23rd. Here's the title. Scientists say there should be a health warning on vitamin D for COVID-19, a health warning. So, you know, they're implying that, well, is it dangerous or what is it? It is unbelievable how much they're trying to suppress the use of nutrients. I even wrote to our local senator here in Hawaii, and I said, look, this is a perfect opportunity to educate the public about nutrients that can support the body. So it's up to us to tell ourselves and friends and family. And it's this huge long article. Medscape scientists say health warning needed on vitamin D, and it goes on and on and on. It's a couple thousand words. And you know, the longer the article, the more they're trying to baffle you with BS. It's just so obvious. And the investigator on this so-called study, of course, has been paid consulting fees and all kinds of things by various companies. So they're in the pay of Big Pharma. And let me just do a word count on this. Yeah, almost 2,000 words. So it's very distressing. I mean, I know I'm healthy. Ginny knows she's healthy. All our workers are healthy. But we want everybody to be healthy and enjoy the benefits of knowing that your body is in the best shape it can be. Because if you're in good shape, you don't get sick. And Ginny, I have a note here. Tell us about Nikki's experience with someone and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, you know, Lou Gehrig's disease.
Oh, yes, yes. I'd be delighted to. And for those of you who've listened to the radio show throughout the years, you know, my very crazy girlfriend, Nikki, who's actually quite wonderful. She's an outrageous person, full of joy, and she is the director of a hospital in Indiana, and the CEO of the hospital is one of her very dear friends. And the CEO came to her very upset because her husband was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. He could not lift his arms up over his head anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, Nikki, in a desperate situation of this, you know, and we all know kind of where that goes from there. She said, we'll just have to throw that Hail Mary pass, Bob likes to talk about, and get Dr. Dean on the phone and see what we can do about ALS. And of course, we can't take any claims for anything, and we can't make any claims about it, and we can't make any claims. But Carolyn did say, most likely, magnesium because of the muscles, mm-hmm. and realign because of the mercury detox that's probably in his body from too many mercury fillings. That's a big known source of deterioration in ALS. So they said, okay. So they went on the protocol, and he has been doing it religiously. And when he went back to the doctor, they said there is absolutely no further deterioration in his condition after 6 months. And they said, that's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they said, what are you doing? And he said, well, and he took the products with him to the doctor's follow-up visit. And he showed him Realign and Remag. I mean, yeah. And they're like, nah.
Deniers. I think you knocked yourself off, Ginny. I hope I'm still there, but let me say this while Ginny gets back on. Lou Gehrig's disease is a motor neuron disease. It's a neurodegenerative neuromuscular disease that results in the progressive loss of motor neurons that control voluntary muscles. Early symptoms of ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is another name. Early symptoms include stiff muscles, muscle twitches, and gradually increasing weakness and muscle wasting. So stiff muscles and muscle twitches, I mean, anybody who has those symptoms needs magnesium. We don't know what's going to happen, but I certainly said after this report, I told Ginny, well, get him on everything. I mean, his attention has been grabbed. He knows there's improvement in the sense he shocked the doctor. So let's shock them some more. Are you back, Ginny? Uh-oh. Rachel, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm here. I just texted her.
Can you hear me?
There she is.
Now we hear you, hon.
Okay, very good. So anyway, so I just think, yes, everything that you said and more. I mean, when you're, it's happening to somebody that you know, and there's no hope, and then even the improvement that you show, medicine dismisses it. I mean, that's really discouraging. He tucked his bottles up under his shirt coat and rolled up out of there. He's like, that's okay.
I know, but it's so frustrating, you know, because he knows from you and Nikki and his wife, presumably, that, yeah, this is awesome. But a lot of people will go to a doctor after, you know, an initial improvement in something, and the doctor will put it down, maybe even vehemently. And the person is scared out of taking taking dietary supplements. So that happens a lot. And that's really, you know, it's not nice what doctors do. And they do it because they're covering up the fact that they don't know. They have never studied nutritional medicine. So they're in no position to give an opinion.
Yeah. It's unreal. So, you know, you're doing something, you know, you can feel the improvement, even incremental improvement is a demonstration that the body's willingness to heal, to grab what you're giving it and to use those building blocks, as Carolyn says, just like a Lego, and to assemble themselves into the health that your body needs. And you just stick with that and you go with that and you don't give up on that and your body will change. I mean, I want to say too, Carolyn, the radio show blog tonight was actually written a couple years ago by Melody Rose. And I repurposed the blog for the show tonight. And one of the things about Melody Rose, she's been on our customer service team for many years, bedridden, having been electrocuted. I mean, how can it get any worse than that? And now she's ripping around the world on cruise ships. Well, not right this second, but I mean, she's... Everything is completely transformed in her body. So everything can be different all the time because the body is, its impetus is for life and for well-being. Absolutely.
I just thought of another quick kind of testimonial, but also, you know, how people sort of approach things almost negatively. We have a friend, I think it's chronic lymphocytic leukemia he has, and that can drag on, but, you know, they want you to go on medications and they say you'll only get worse. So he's been doing the products and talking to Dr. David Holt. Now that might be something for Nikki's friend.
Right.
Because when something is chronic like that, the body's trying to give you some sort of message. So, think he had four sessions with Dr. Holt, and then he had his blood tested, and he said he was discouraged because his levels didn't go down. And then he finally said that his wife said to him, well, you know, every test you've had, they've gone up 10,000. And this time they only went up 1,000. And instead of taking that as a plus, he wanted it to be lower. And since it wasn't, he allowed himself to be discouraged. So, you know, his wife and I both told him, boom, you know, it's working.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. You got to look at the positives. You know, I know people want to be 100%, but you have to say that if you're 10% better, that's a positive, and just keep on multiplying that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Very good. Well, let's take some phone calls here again on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network to talk with Dr. Dean in the order that they came into the call. Are you ready, Carolyn?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. We'll go to area code 832-832. If you could hit *6 on your phone, that'll unmute your call. And then we'll put you on the line with Dr. Dean. Area code 832. Hello, hello. They sent you the blue button too, area code 832. There you are. We can't hear you though.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
We sure can.
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Hi. What's your first name?
Yes, I go by Avery. I am new to this, and I have ordered a lot of products from y'all. And I order like a whole package, Remax, Remite, everything there is. I have lupus, and I have urine on protein on my urine leaking. And now I just have a biopsy surgery maybe 3 weeks ago, finding out that I'm on the stage 4 of a kidney, affect my kidney. And I have a lot of like health issues. So I have an experience when I take your Remax. I thought I was Remax first, and I feel like tingling. And I have nerve pinch, you know, on and off back then. And I have cramps. I also have cramp on and off back then, but I always have like pain on my shoulders and inflammation on my legs, pretty much all over. So now, since I'm on Remax, I know these symptoms goes back a little bit more. I feel more pinching and more, you know, stuff like that.
Right. Well, so, let me describe that first, Avery.
Okay.
Let's look at that first. But tell me how old you are.
Excuse me?
How old are you?
I am 45 years old.
Okay. Way too young for this to be happening, but that tends to be the age group. Okay, so lupus is an autoimmune disease where, you know, the body thinks it has a right to attack. But what I call an autoimmune disease is the body's already in some sort of imbalance or toxicity or yeast overgrowth, which causes the body to be attacking those aspects. And I call it total body meltdown. And instead of looking at a disease, I just look at the body's just not working. Let's support it. You know, let's get the cells being healthier so that the tissues then can be healthy. And what happens when you take Remag, the magnesium, it's like you're waking up those nerves that have been irritated and injured, you know, like when your arm or leg goes asleep in the wrong position, and then you move your position and the leg wakes up and it's a lot of tingling, it feels terrible. So that's what can happen when you start saturating your tissues with the Remag. And, you know, if you can put up with it, it's a matter of just continuing and taking more, increasing your doses until the nerves get healed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's like my body is starting to letting me know these are that's happening to me, and it's starting to letting me know these are the symptoms that's causing these.
Right. It's waking up. So, you know, you thank your body for getting the message. You're giving it this big message of a mineral that affects 80% of known metabolic functions, including your kidneys. And, you know, what you have to be aware of is if you tell your doctors you're on magnesium, you know, with a kidney issue, they'll tell you to get off magnesium. And you have to be aware of that. And, do you have my Magnesium Miracle book, Avery?
No, I don't. But I just bought a lot of products. And you know, like with kidney issues, they said you have to avoid potassium. And I'm so afraid that I avoid all the potassium food. And I don't even know what I eat because I'm a vegan. And I'm afraid eating meat and all that stuff all these time, and then suddenly I have protein problem.
Well,
I don't even know what to eat anymore.
What we're going to do then, Avery, is hook you up with Julie. She's one of our customer service people, And when people are on a lot of products and they need, you know, help sort of sorting them out and also, you know, getting rid of the fears that are there, you know, are layers of fears from just having such a diagnosis and from the doctors not knowing a lot, there is a section also in the Magnesium Miracle book. We can cut and paste that to you by email to describe about the kidneys, because in order to heal, the kidneys need minerals. And this section explains why doctors, you know, are scared of magnesium because they never learned about it. And it just means that you can take low amounts of the REMAG and then get used to it. And what our magnesium does is it goes to the cells. It doesn't go and put pressure on the kidneys in any way. So that's the difference. And we have a health practitioner who is on dialysis who realized that she was getting all kinds of magnesium deficiency symptoms and her doctors wouldn't let her take magnesium. And she proved to them by doing a magnesium test before dialysis and after dialysis that dialysis was removing her magnesium. And by taking the REMAG, she was able to keep her magnesium levels and stop the twitches and palpitations and things that occur when you don't get enough magnesium. And when you're talking about, you know, nerve pinching and cramps, muscle cramps especially are magnesium deficiency, and inflammation relates to magnesium deficiency. So email support@rnareset.com and ask for the kidney text from the Magnesium Miracle, and then ask to be hooked up with Julie, and she'll get on the phone with you and help you, you know, not medically or anything, but just step by step telling you what she's gone through and what a lot of our customers have gone through, so that you'll feel more comfortable about what you're doing. And it's nothing against the doctors. It's just they don't have this information.
Okay. Let me ask you this. So should I add in potassium? Because I order everything there is, and I'm just afraid to add in the potassium into the 32 ounce of the 1 quart of mineral water. So I'm adding in right now is my Remite. And I have yink, but I drink it on the side. Can I add yink on it too?
And yes, then, you can. You can put zinc in there as well. Did you get the berry powder to make the mineral taste go away?
Yes, I also buy vitamin C. I buy vitamin D. I buy the realign. Right. I bought like the whole package thing.
Right. Yeah. So, and you just need to just keep doing the REMAG, REMITE, and zinc, what you're doing now. And then when you talk to Julie, you and she will create a step-by-step plan of what you will add. But also what you're going to do is make another note on that email to support@rnareset.com and ask for the free blood testing kit. What it is just a finger prick, and you squeeze the blood out of the tip of your finger onto a cardboard dot, and we'll find out where you are in your vitamin D, your omega-3 fatty acids, your magnesium, and your thyroid. So that's another good start to show you, you know, what you need right now and how to proceed. Okay?
Okay, so I found out that my vitamin D is at 35. I did that test already.
My
B12 is kind of high, which is 2,000, because I just got the B12 shot.
We don't worry about high-dose vitamin B12 because it's water-soluble. It comes and goes. So I don't worry about that.
Okay. Okay. So just ask her for the blood test one. Another thing I want to ask, the last one is, because the doctor giving me all this drugs to shut down my immune system, which is the steroids, the prednisone, and the Cellcept, and they're going to give me this IV shot that will shut down completely because they think that my kidney are too active. So they have to shut down my immune system. So if I'm taking zinc and vitamin C, does that boost up my immune system? Does that makes it worse, or how does it, can you kind of?
Well, the thing with the nutrients, they're just, it's what the body needs to function. I mean, it's sort of the opposite. We want to support your immune system. Can't really say it's boosting it because that implies an over-functioning of it. They want to shut it all down because, you know, they don't want it attacking you. I think personally what I would try to do is put off the shot for a little while to see how your body responds. But, I mean, that's what I would do personally. I don't know what to tell you because I don't know what exactly this shot will do. I know there's so much biologic medicine now that they're experimenting with. And, you know, like we said with a minute ago with the guy, the gentleman who had Lou Gehrig's disease, they didn't expect him to, they expected him to get worse. So they don't know what nutrients will do, but I can also say that if you get the drugs and get the shot, we'll just keep working with you and get your body back.
Okay. So I go ahead and because the medication. So the medication is already.
Are you there, Avery?
Shut down my, yes, I'm still here. Are you
did
there?
Did we lose her, Jenny, or did I get lost?
Hello?
You must have turned down your volume, Carolyn.
Anybody there?
Yep, we're here. Yes.
Somehow my volume, yeah, my volume went down. That happens once a show. I should learn to look up my volume. Okay, did that make sense? Hopefully you heard my words.
Yeah. So I guess the medication they give me is shutting down my immune system already too.
Yes.
But like you say.
Yeah, Cellcept, it weakens, what they say about that, weakens the body's immune system to help keep it from rejecting a transplanted organ. So they're using a very strong medication there already. But see, what we're trying to do is give your body the building blocks to kind of heal your kidney. You know, Their experience is that it's only get worse and worse and worse and worse. So they're trying to stop it from getting worse by shutting down your immune system, which they think is attacking you. And, you know, I don't know enough about you to know why the lupus, but, you know, often it's people who've had a lot of medications, had a lot of antibiotics, and then they get yeast overgrowth and that and magnesium deficiency starts the body attacking itself.
Okay. So I'm just going to go ahead, keep my zinc, add it into the water, keep my vitamin C. And I do take the yeast, flora. And I also have the Pico Silver, but I stopped taking it because I do have another health issue too, on top of my lupus. When I noticed I listened to some of your broadcasts that when you take that Pico Silver, it does flare up your what is it, herpes or something. Your side of the skin that caused the Pico Silver, something like that. But in a few days it goes away because these products that you take helps it to calm down or something like that.
Well, Pico Silver, I mean, I've used it personally on a little lip cold sore, and people are using it for herpes zoster and different things. I don't think it stimulates anything. It actually would be very good for someone who's trying to build up their kidneys and other tissues, because it stimulates stem cell production, which is in the bone marrow. The stem cells are the cell lines that go to make new cells in the body. So you need new kidney cells. So let's make them.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and add it in then. Okay. And then do I take these mineral water, do I take it every 30 minutes? Cause I sip them in the between 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah. I know I say sip through the day, but, you could have a couple of gulps every hour, just get it all done before too late at night. Because, you know, if you drink, you know, a lot of waters, too late at night, you get up in the middle of the night urinating and it interrupts your sleep. So just space it out. I just don't like people to take all their doses, you know, within 1 hour, and that just overloads and you waste it.
Okay. So one more last one is, I just want to let you know that since I take this, it helped me sleep. It does. I have insomnia, and when I took it, I did have a little bit deeper sleep. Even my sleep is very short, but it's deep. So I did feel that, which is so good.
Yeah.
Like last night I came out asleep. So I took it and I locked out for like 4 hours straight, which is really good.
Yeah, because that's when you heal, is when you're sleeping. So, you know, that's where magnesium deficiency is really hard on people who, you know, are in sort of total body meltdown, because they could never get a deep enough sleep to heal. So, yeah, you're on the right track. You've already started. You know, the worst is over. That's what we say. And like I said, you know, try not to worry about the meds you're taking or the meds you will take. We can still work with the supplements at the cellular level and build the body back up. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that. So I'll get the with Julie, ask for the kidney. What do you say again? What do you it call again? Kidney what? So I can write it down. Something with kidney test or something like that, or something like that.
Yeah.
With kidney.
You're asking for the blood, the home blood test kit where you do a fingerprint and put blood on. Yeah, so that's that's a free test that we're offering because we're doing research.
Okay. All right, I'll ask her for that one. And then now, what else do I need to ask her then, besides just that only, right?
Yeah, you're asking, and I'm going to email Julie and say that, you know, you're going to be talking to Avery about this and that. I've got some notes from our talk, and she's just going to guide you. You're going to ask her questions like you asked me, and she'll help you, you know, sort out kind of a timeline, a timetable of what you're taking, and, you know, when to add the potassium and that sort of thing.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Yeah. Finally, I get to reach you.
Right. And you're going to ask, the kidney. I forgot. Yes. You're going to ask for the chapter on kidneys in my magnesium miracle book that we can just cut and paste for you. Okay?
Kidney on a miracle book. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll keep in touch with y'all.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we want. And you take care, and you have all our hugs and all our support, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
yes,
sweetie.
We take care too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, wonderful. Wow, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Another person who's going to get all the support they need. Isn't that great? I mean, who else does that kind of stuff for people? Write me and let me know if you know a company like ours. I'm pretty much thinking no, but you can go ahead and write me and tell me if you think somebody else is out there like that. Very, very good. All right. Excellent. Let's keep pressing on with our important phone calls. Let's go to area code 248. 248, you're on the line with Dr. Dean this evening. If you could give us your name. And then go ahead. Come on in.
Hi. I called last week. This is Denise. Just a quick thing I wanted to say. I remember I forgot to ask last week. I remember hearing you say when you're taking the supplements, you know, that you might get a rash. And how long would that last? Probably about a week or so.
It's hard to say, because if it's a yeast rash, then it lasts as long as you still have yeast.
Right,
want to be treating the yeast. So it can come and go, but
okay.
The more vigilant you are about the Pico Silver and the Flora Revive,
right,
the faster it goes.
Well, I just received every complete thing you had today, so I'm all set. My only other question was, yesterday I woke up with a crick neck, you know. I know I slept horribly, and then it's still here. So I'm wondering, if I put some Pico Silver, would I need to ingest it or maybe put it on the place where the sore is at?
Well, I think the best thing for a crick in the neck, you know, the muscle tension there, is the Remag, either the lotion or just spray the Remag liquid on the area. I mean, Ginny she'll put a half a teaspoon of Remag in her palm of her hand and just slap it on whatever's hurting her.
Oh, I never thought to do that. Okay. And I just wanted to also reiterate what you said. You had conversations with people, including myself, in regards to the thyroid situation, and they're telling us to wait 4 hours, you know. Now, my doctor never told me that in the past, but when I was reading articles, it would say wait 4 hours with magnesium. And I said, well, I'm going to do what Dr. Carolyn Dean said. She said we can go on and do it right away. Do you know when I was calling for I called my pharmacist about, you know, when to take space out, all of these things. And then I mentioned magnesium just to see what she was going to say. And she said, there is nothing wrong with taking your magnesium there. She says, take it from me. I'm a pharmacist, but I also take thyroid medication.
Oh,
so I said, see, look at Dr. Carolyn Dean. See how she is? So I just wanted to give you a kudos and a thank you. You know, it was just a confirmation, even though I knew I was going to listen to you anyway. But it was just, I just wanted to let you know that is such an excellent thing. And I enjoyed the conversation you just had with Avery, too, because she was saying things that I wanted to know, and it's already answered. So you guys be blessed and continue blessing each other people like you do.
Oh, thank you, Denise. You're such a sweetheart. And yes, it is wonderful when, you know, a pharmacist who knows, because she takes magnesium, that it's not a big deal. So that's really great validation for all of us.
Absolutely. So I just say, keep up the good work and you all be blessed.
Yes. Bless you too. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's great when our customers come back to us, our friends and customers come back and give us these stories and these confirmations and validations. I love it. Bring it on.
That's right. Absolutely. Now, our good friend Patrick, and we're going to continue with our phone calls. Don't lose heart, everybody who's holding. And if you want to talk to Dr. Dean tonight, you've got to hit *9. *9 will raise your hand in the studio and let me know you have a question or a comment. Otherwise, you'll stay on mute. And we won't be able to hear your voice. So *9 will let us know you want to talk to Dr. Dean. I do have other calls waiting, but Carolyn, I wanted to just ask Patrick, said he wanted to ask about the Flaxin Restructure, that he read that they're estrogenic, which are bad for men. And so he's wondering if the amount of flax seed in Restructure is safe to take for guides without giving them an estrogenic effect.
Yeah, I mean, this is a problem with research, is this flax business, I'd have to see what Patrick's looking at, but I recall it's animal research And they just stuff these animals chock full of a product and then, you know, make a determination that it's good, bad, or indifferent. So the amount that we have in restructure is not going to have that type of an effect. And the way our formulas work is they're balanced. They're balanced with other ingredients. I mean, that's where, you know, when they, who knows what they used in the studies, because what happens, say when they're trying to get the most active ingredient from a plant to make it in a into a drug, all of a sudden that drug becomes toxic. And everybody's just scratching their heads, you know, well, where'd that come from? And they don't realize that when you keep the plant and, you know, ingredients together, when you keep all the plant chemicals together, they balance each other out. If you separate them and take out one chemical, it doesn't have the balance of the others, so it's going to do weird things. So this is the state of research right now, where they'll extract something from flax and give it to animals, and they'll, you know, something affects them. And then, you know, all these crazy so-called health websites will get a hold of that study and make a big headline. I mean, it's the fakest of news. It's very distressing. And we get this all the time, Patrick, where people ask us about, you know, an ingredient. That's why we try to put as few ingredients as possible in our formulas and make sure that even though we know the amount we use is very balanced, we make sure that it's not going to cause people a word allergy. It's, we've gotten to the point where people are allergic to the word, because they'll read some article. And because we have a million health sites, they've got to come up with a lot of content. And the content that drags your eye is going to be negative content. And that's why we tell people very often, just step away from the Googler. It's not helping. And Jenny.
Yeah. And we're happy for everybody to ask questions. That's not it. But yeah, Patrick, it's fine. I mean, my gosh, I think the other thing is that our flax seed is precursors, right, Carolyn?
Yeah, I'd have to look it up. And
yeah, it's an ALA. It's a precursor to an omega building block. So again, we're all about the building blocks and those, not those high concentrations or anything else like that. They're all picometer, highly absorbed. The restructure has an energetic catalyst with the RNA reset drops, you know, all that. We're all about all of that. So I think it'll be wonderfully fine. Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. Okay. Very good. All right. Let's take some, yes. Okay. And also Patrick just also said, I wanted to share, I just got back to New York City. I haven't gotten any herpes on my lips. I've been taking the Pico Silver and all the minerals. Thank you so much. He was down in Florida. So, our good friend who called earlier, who was concerned about that, I think we're all clear on that one. Okay. What else should we do? Take a phone call, Carolyn. You ready?
Yeah, let's get a couple more calls in.
Okay, very good. Let's go to area code 719, 719, star 6, your phone. Hello, ladies. I know it's you, area code 719. Hit star 6 and come on into the call. I'm hitting the blue button so you can come in. 719. 719. You got to hit star 6 on the phone. There you are. Go ahead.
Hey, I did it several times. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, this is Pamela. And hi. I have several questions, but I will hold it down. I noticed recently that all of a sudden I started getting more palpitations, especially every night for a week. I woke up with them, and I hadn't been having much at all. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered that back when my doctor took me off of all the supplements I was on, one thing that was in there was hawthorn, and they say that's good for her heart. So I thought, well, I'm going to try putting that in with my minerals. Mm-hmm. Not together, but just add that in. And also, Dr. Dean, you mentioned one time that you recommend Rescue Remedy for anxiety, so I took some of that too. And those things seem to help a whole lot. What do you mm-hmm. think about that?
Well, hawthorn is definitely a great herb for the heart. And, you know, my thinking is that it contains minerals that support the heart electrolytes. So that's why I've focused more on the minerals. So the thing with palpitations, they can be affected by stress or what you eat at night, but it could be stress. I know watching a television program that has a lot of violence in it can get my heart going sometimes. But, you know, I would look at what you're taking. Like if you're taking 2 and 3 teaspoons of REMAG, 2 teaspoons of picopotassium, 1.5 of REMITE, that should cover the palpitations. And then if you get anxious about something else, taking the Rescue Remedy will help sort of calm things on that level. And the hawthorn, it's not going to hurt. I mean, I do like organic herbs because we don't know the quality of others. So that's what I would say.
Okay. All right. All right. So another thing that I just noticed in the past week or so is my ankles have swollen. I couldn't figure out why I was having such difficulty walking. And then I noticed my ankles were swollen. And I read something that said that might be an indication of a problem with the liver. What do you think of that?
Not much.
Okay.
Well, what I would say is, are you putting your sea salt in your water and drinking enough? You are.
Yes, I am. Yeah, should I up it more? I've been trying to up it some.
Well, it's 1/4 teaspoon per liter. That just gives a daily dose of sodium. But so what's been going on lately? Have you changed your diet or eating out or doing something that could be affecting both the heart palpitations and the swollen ankles? I don't like the sound of that. How much REMAG are you taking?
I have for a long time been taking 3 teaspoons. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that my bowel movements were always, always loose, not diarrhea, but they were loose-ish. And mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe I should cut back just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I cut back about a 1/4 of a teaspoon. And then the bowel movements got better, but then I got the leg cramps back.
Right. Well, what you do there, and maybe it was just that drop in the magnesium, you're not fully saturated yet. What we do there, Pamela, and you may know this, is add the psyllium seed powder to the mix. You know, you're doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe you just have to do a little more because I think you probably need that extra bit of REMAG. How much potassium are you on?
Well, I was on 1.5 teaspoons. And then a while back, I don't remember what it was. Something happened and I thought maybe I got too much potassium. So I cut back 1/4 teaspoon on that. And so I've been kind of going back and forth with it.
Right, right. Yeah. You're fine tuning and that's important. Yeah, I don't like the ankle swelling, though. The doctors wouldn't like that because it implies your heart is, you know, sort of the muscles of the heart aren't really squishing the blood out of the heart with every pump. You're getting some fluid retention. So what's your pulse rate?
Oh, I haven't taken it for some time. my the machine that she used to measure it wasn't working. So I haven't done it lately.
All right.
Usually my pulse is, you know, if I'm not having palpitations, usually my pulse is quite normal.
Right. It's not gone lower. I mean, I, not being your doctor, not wanting to get into that, you know, perhaps it's that you cut back on the minerals, even just a little bit, and it threw you off. But, you know, is it time for you to have a checkup with your doctor, get an EKG and, you know, just.
I just did about a month or month and a half ago. But talking about EKGs, are you familiar with the AO scan or Solex
machine? I am not. I'll look it up.
It's something that's supposed to be very similar to EKGs and the scans that doctors do, all of them do. And then what they do is they record your voice, and then they make a recording of something that replaces the sounds that you don't have in your voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you listen to those sounds every day. And I started that a couple weeks ago. And I really did start noticing shifts in my body. I don't know exactly where they came from or what or how, but I did notice some shifting.
Right. I see. Yes, because the body is frequencies. So if they're...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If they're adjusting or manipulating your frequencies, things are going to shift. Okay, well, you have an explanation for what may be happening. It's just when you start something like this, don't change anything else so that you know you've just got the one variable.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, I'll keep working with it then.
Well, and don't be discouraged. Just I would want you to take a little more psyllium, get back the 1/4 teaspoon of Remag. I don't like the swollen ankles. So, you know, we have to get your heart beating stronger and, talk to these people that use this machine. Give me the spelling of it, Pamela.
S-O-L-E-X.
Okay.
And they call it an AO scanner. Mm-hmm. It's a brand new personal machine that you can buy. It's something that evidently doctors and hospitals use a lot or have for many years. But they just made one that's personal so that you can get a one that you can use at home. I haven't bought mine yet, but I did one session with somebody that could use hers on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about buying it.
Right. Well, you got to be careful because if your body is getting the proper balance of minerals, which also create the frequency properly, you know, that may be all you need. I mean, I try all these machines and I get, you know, some sort of vibrator machine that you stand on, and I started just by sitting on it and it threw my whole neck out. I mean, these things are not to be toyed with. They work on, you know, they use them and then they throw them out into the public and they have no idea who's using them, what they're taking, what they're not taking. It is a crapshoot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, listen, we've got to wrap up the show, Carolyn. Just 1 minute to close.
Right. So have you got enough information, Pamela? I mean, call back next week. Let us know, you know, if you've implemented some of these things we've talked about and how you're doing. Okay?
Hey, I have some other questions, but I'm just going to call customer service about those.
Very good. Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful.
Thanks, Pamela. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pamela. Bye. Great. Another great comprehensive show, Carolyn. My goodness, so much content and information. Thanks everybody who tuned in through YouTube, through Dream Vision 7 Radio, through the phone, through the computer, through the archives, through the podcast. We just love talking to everybody and we're so glad you're connecting with us.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Deborah. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.